Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Alright, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And as always, I would love to hear from you. So, hey, give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, if you don't want to call me, I understand that. Maybe my voice is too melodious and you'll just end up singing along with me or something, I don't know. You can always jump into the chat room at smoothdrama.com. Chat room is at smoothdrama.com. Jump in. You can be as anonymous as you want to be. Say and do all kinds of stuff until it gets too much and I kick you out. I'm playing. Maybe. I don't know. So come talk to me in the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com. And if you're on social media, you can ask to get into the Facebook group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. No Chains, no relation to 2 Chainz, because he's got no chains. if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get to the Smooth Drama group. We will let you in. Well, we talk about pretty much everything when Mr. J is not in Facebook jail. He's a jailbird. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us. We'll add and follow you back. And we can talk a taste on it. Have a little fun. Speaking of fun, Super Bowls this weekend, LSU's Joe Burrow, who now plays for the Cincinnati Bengals, is there. The Los Angeles Rams are there. And so people are gearing up to watch it. And guess what? There is a special Super Bowl contest. And because it's the more scrumptious apocalypse, you know it's extra special. So this Super Bowl contest is sponsored by Tushy, which is a bidet contest. Well, it's a bidet company, not a contest. They want, I don't know how to say this. They want a Super Bowl contest, and they're going to award $10,000 to the best post Super Bowl poop. Yeah, I said that. They're calling it Super Bowl poop, and yeah, they want you to send that to them as a Super Bowl Monday, and they even want you to talk about what it used to be. I'm not going to look. I'm going to guess my co-host Brown Sugar is not going to look. I'm just educated guess. Most folks who have sense are not going to look. But yeah, I'm guessing they still going to have millions of people that say, you know what, I want to see what this is all about. And you know what? Bless you. You give me the highlights. Just no pictures. Or I'm banning you forever. So yeah, if you're interested, I posted it. The rules and how you can get involved in the Smooth Drama chat room. If you want to be a part of Tushy's Super Bowl poop contest. I just have to sigh when I say stuff like that. Because I never thought... See, we talk about unprecedented times. Unprecedented times to me doesn't mean war and people's bad behavior, because people have been horrible forever, right? People have been horrible forever. Horrible is not that big of a deal. But some of these contests, and don't get me started on this Guinness Book of World Records thing. Y'all know I have a weird fascination with dissing people who participate in that stuff. And I know you're going to say, maybe they're interesting individuals. And I'm going to retort, no, they're not. They are not. And they have time to do stuff that nobody really cares about at all. But, yeah. And speaking of things that nobody cares about at all. The Idaho Potato Commission announced it is celebrating Valentine's Day. That's right, y'all. Valentine's Day, but it's Monday. But my favorite day is the 15th because it's Lupercalia. Lupercalia sounded way more fun. We'll talk about Lupercalia because that's when we're doing our next show. But yeah, the Idaho Potato Commission is celebrating Valentine's Day with a limited edition product, potato perfume. So, fragrance, Fritas by Idaho, is made from distilled Idaho potatoes and essential oils and is designed to smell like a fresh plate of French fries. So, it's going to be some folks in Idaho looking to eat each other with a burger. It sounds so 9.5 weeks. French fry perfume. Now, and I'm not necessarily knocking it because people love certain smells, right? So you smell like French fries, you know you be turning heads. You have a bunch of greedy people just like, you smell good. it's just that thought, right? You smell like French fries, or you smell like popcorn. I'm surprised they haven't made popcorn fries, meaning popcorn perfume or cologne, right? Because you know you smell like popcorn, folks. They don't want to leave you alone because you smell like popcorn. It's going to put butter on you and just eat you up. There's a whole bunch of bad, cheesy lines that roll with that, right? It just rolls off my tongue, like, right? It's just easy. Because in America, one of the places where food is king and smells are king, you smelling like people's favorite food, drink, candy, whatnot, it just seems like perfect scenario, perfect combination. I'm just curious, the average person out there, would they want to smell like French fries? Do you really want to smell like French fries? Because I see a serious can of worms when folks start smelling like food. I just think that it can just go bad. It can just go bad. Because I couldn't leave her alone. She smelled like watermelon. Now, would that be racist? Would it be racist? Oh, she smelled like fried chicken. And you know I'm black. I couldn't resist it. It was, and then you setting it up. It was her fault. I mean, it's his fault. You know, you get assaulted because you smell like their favorite food, and they just, it's an excuse. I'm sorry. I had to do it. I couldn't help myself. So it's like the Parkland shooter. He said he has various personalities, and he said the day of the shooting, hatred was out. And I was like, well, you know what? Hatred is still in you, so you and hatred should get locked up. Problem solved. You know, because it's like they want to say, well, hey, I got split personalities, da 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 da. I shouldn't go to jail. I shouldn't pay for my crimes. And I'm like, well, it's in you. So if you got like 13 personalities, so that's 13 people inside you. So all 13 of y'all got to go to jail. I didn't see the issue. It's, yes, all of y'all get life. So it's a group crime. It's like you're a gang, in a sense, right? Because we say, oh, he's a one-man gang. No, he admits to having multiple personalities. So everybody going to jail. So the nice person inside him, the greedy person inside of him, you know, one that likes to scratch his butt, that would get in the Super Bowl contest, all of them, they all go into jail. Like, I can't even get in on the Super Bowl contest. Well, they actually can, because they have phones in jail. So, you know, maybe you can post that in between special sessions with your cellmate. You can post a picture. Maybe you'll get that 10 grand put on your books. Okay, I'm just gonna let that one go. I'm gonna let that one go. But hey, if you're out there and you're listening and you're in Idaho, hey, maybe you'll smell like French fries, and you'll send us a video here at Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. I would love to hear how it smells and your experiences with smelling like French fries. I halfway want to order a bottle just to do a weekend experiment. It's just like on the weekend, I just spray it and just walk around the mall and see if folks like do a double take. Like, oh, hey, You just be standing in the crowd of people, and everybody's looking around like, I smell fries. Do I make people hungry? Will I have a bunch of fat kids walking behind me, chasing me? I know I'm not supposed to say that. I'm just saying, right? It's like they're confused, like he smells like lunch. I don't know. I just... Shouldn't talk like that. I should not talk like that. So, you know what? I'm just going to go into my dumbass of the week. All right. So, dumbass of the week. 20-year-old man in Ohio wanted to join the protest in Canada's capital against mask mandates. So he called in the bomb threat, but police would waste their time chasing it. But he called the wrong Ottawa. He called Ottawa Village in Ohio. I didn't know they had villages in Ohio. I thought we was done with villages, but apparently here in the United States, we still have villages. That's probably one of the deadliest places on earth, because it's a kid's village. But I digress. Yeah, so first time he made a bomb threat, then he called in again and said he had been shot. And because he wanted to waste the police's time, because it's, and you have caller ID. You think that people would have a clue, but This is testimony of the American educational system at work. And the fact that, you know, social studies and norms and acculturation just aren't taught. So I'm gonna call Iowa, Ohio, and guess what? I'm gonna say it's a bomb threat. Then I'm gonna call them again. I'm not gonna block my number. I'm gonna call. I got shot. I'm against mask mandates. Okay. It happened. You're really stupid. All right. So. I need to go on break. I do. I need to go on break. So I'm going to go on break. This is Master Ace. Take a look around.
I got something for y'all to do. Take a look around. Take a look around and ask yourself why. See all those people on the other side of town living large and close and high. Take a look around. See that bum rush to the liquor store? He sold out the Thunderbirds. But I got to say more. Take a look around at the wealthy and rich. Go to plush parties and don't see no together. Ain't that a bitch? They're moving on. While most of us sit back complaining about ain't enough opportunities for our people, like it's always raining. But take a look around, cause there's plenty of sunshine in the sky. Maybe next time, instead of complaining, you go out and get a piece of the pie. Take a look around. Take a look around. Take a look around as more young people take their eyes off the prize. See my man Simon talking about he's gonna put a kit and a rag top on that 560 SEC he buys? Take a look around the music man on the corner, playing his sax, filling the air with jazz. He's a one-man symphony. See that $2 change in his hat? Yo, that's all that brother has. This is just a little letter about the situation we live in. Take a look around and realize the seed you just can't give in. Now, take a look around. Hey, brother, take a look around. Hey, sister, take a look around. Now, money made is not necessarily money earned, but those who earn money seem to have a lot left. And not very often are those tables ever turned. But then again, money's not a measure of success. The power of three, you see, is ever present. Slide and rise through to get the meaning. Only a true king can call someone a peasant. You hold the microphone before a throne, I find you fiending. The pursuit of happiness and money are not the same. There is an overlap, but it's still separate goals. Because it's possible to have one without the other. Shame. Some don't realize it, but they sell away their souls. Take a look around. Take a look around. As I walk through Grand Central, I see so very many brothers and sisters that are down on their luck. Is there really pie and they just aren't getting any? Or is it because they're lazy and they just don't give a fuck? playing CeeLo. 4, 5, 6. Bam just lost 3 G's and a kilo. Who says they only play for chicks? Take a look around. Take a look around. I remember Jackie, when Jackie was the hottie. Jeans used to feel like the skin upon a grape. Me and every other brother fiend for her body. When she's smoking, so now look at her shape. Now Mrs. Green goes to church like every single Sunday. And she had 3 sons, Ron, Mike, and Dale. Maybe if she'd done a little bit more than just pray, Ron wouldn't be dead. And the other two, they wouldn't be in jail. I remember Mr. T. He used to walk with a limp. He had a wooden leg, you know, because he lost it in the war. Maybe if this country had made some attempt to take care of their veterans, Mr. T, he wouldn't have had to die poor. Take a look around. Hey, brothers, sisters, take a look around.
Together you got to move. Drummer. Smooth Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Master Ace. Take a look around. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Apparently, might be having technical difficulties with call-ins. So if you're not able to call in, if there's something happening, feel free to jump into the chat room and we can converse there. All right, smoothdrama.com, by the way. So I got a question. I've seen multiple documentaries. We talked about the Hugh Hefner. There's the one. We got to talk about Bill Cosby. It makes me ask a question. I got a couple questions, and so we gonna go. Going to ride out the rest of this show. I got these questions, and I'm wondering if my listeners have some answers. Or maybe I can just talk it out myself. You know, I like talking to myself. So, if there was a WAP mansion, aka Playgirl mansion, filled with Euro men of, you know, different statures and shoe sizes. Would women be interested in visiting it? Like this, like we talk about Disneyland, Disney World, Universal Studios. I mean, there's different amusement parks that people go to. And so when they talk about Hugh Hefner, and I'm trying to think of homie's name for Hustler that ran for governor, they had establishments, right, that you could go to and hang out at. Like we know the most famous, obviously, being the Playboy Mansion. And the talk was, well, hey, Hugh was living the dream, right? He's got the Playboy Mansion. Reportedly, it's hundreds of women there. And so apparently all the men wanted to be him and, of course, visit the Playboy Mansion because allegedly people had fun there. People have a lot of fun there, allegedly. So I asked the question, if there was a WAP mansion, let's say Kim Kardashian and Cardi B comes together in some mystical, magical, majestical world, alternate dimension, and they create the WAP mansion or the House of Bingling. I don't know what they would call it. Would the ladies want to go? If there was WAP TV, because there's Playboy TV, the Playboy channel. So, and there, if we think about it, it's, for some reason, it sounds inconceivable, but we know there's an inordinate amount of unemployed gentlemen who, let's say for lack of better words, they live off of their penises, right? A lot of people who say that there are some men who live off of their penises. Like, I don't work, but I work when she get home. So, let's say those gentlemen, I mean, because we got the pandemic, right? Those gentlemen, they get an offer from Kim Kardashian, Cardi B, hey, we are starting the WAP Mansion. Only in WAP Mansion, it's a lot of men. And women go to the WAP Mansion to, you know, just see the mansion and tour the mansion and see all the delicacies that are laid out in the mansion. So, question being, would that get a supreme negative response? Yeah, because we talk about strip clubs, right? And I got Brown Sugar says Magic Stick Mansion. So let's say there's a Magic Stick Mansion. See, people say there wouldn't be staying power. I, however, vehemently disagree. Why? I think women would, if you're vacationing in whatever area this mansion is, you may accidentally just stop by. You might just, hey, can I set up a tour? I mean, because people tour the White House. We'll say, is the White House fascinating? I don't know. I mean, because I've been to D.C. a couple times. I never saw the need to go to the White House, see an old piece of paper that didn't reflect me in a positive light. I just didn't see what I'd get. Like, oh, look, Constitution, these slaveholders who signed it. Okay. Look, this is where they eat breakfast. Okay. I don't see it, but I'm digressing. I asked the question because we know male strip clubs are few and far between, but I think they're very successful. Male reviews are very successful. Male strippers make good coin, I hear. I hear. So, Magic Big Mountain, Watt Mansion, whichever one you want to call it, and let's say there's a reality show connected to it from time to time, where you just, hey, they're out there swimming. You see them lifting weights, shooting baskets. And you see people out at the pool. You know, it's almost like it's like a mansion resort, right? Like the Playboy Mansion, when you saw they had the pool and all that other stuff and people were out there. Let's say you see these brothers of all ethnicities out there glistening, right? I personally believe they would get some traffic. They would get some foot traffic. People would mysteriously fly in and do, let's say it's like Disneyland. It's like Universal Studios. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what they would charge for you to get in. But would people pay to get in to go to the Majestic Mountain Mansion? See? Because people will say, nah, I ain't going. Screw that. I'm gonna pay to be around some glistening ass men. I don't see it. Except for it would probably, because we'll say, let's say the first month that it opens, it just outstanding reviews, the bloggers, you know, because it'd be a blog site, and people would probably comment, and you know what? Their bloggers are outstanding. They blog great articles, right? They have it going on. And the guys there are intellectuals. They're not just dumb jocks. They're not just pretty to look at. You actually can have intellectual conversations. And so, yeah, we say they won't do it long term, except we're talking about tourists. We're talking about, yeah, there's girls' nights. But I'm thinking it'd be a lot of girls' nights. It'd be a lot of special birthdays. Everybody's birthday, we go into the Majestic Mansion. We had I had to set up the reservation for us a year in advance. I'm just saying. Because women do a lot of vacations. Women do a lot of group stuff together. A lot of group stuff together. And I'm sorry, but I think Majestic Mansion would go over well. Now maybe there may be some folks who, you know, are mad about something. Longevity wise, yeah, because you'll have guys who are trying to launch their careers, because we are in a social media society. We're in a reality TV society, and so you're obviously not going to see the special orgies that go on there, right? You're going to see the Skinamax version, right? Because it's going to be dudes walking around in their thongs, glistened up. And I'm sorry, but we know it's going to happen like that, and they'll show it. And if you want to see some of the extra skin, I can see OnlyFans being set up. See, because people, look, there are a lot of what we call OnlyFans. There's a lot of webcam activity. And the stuff still exists because apparently somebody's looking. Somebody's always looking. And we say that we're not. We'll say, but hey, as a guy, I get solicitations for webcam stuff all the time. And I'm like, where is this coming from? I ain't looking for it, but it hits me in my messenger box, right? I see OnlyFans stuff. And, I mean, I got a couple show guests who have OnlyFans pages, and they're doing all right. So, somebody's looking. So, if somebody's looking, and we say, nah, it wouldn't, but I'm not going to say I'm a supreme expert on women. I'm not even going to go into I am understanding the psyche of women 100%. All I'm going to go off of is past experience vacationing. Just traveling. As a traveler, whether it be comic book conventions or just personal travel, I have seen women in flocks together. We know those reviews, whatnot, they work. They get their share of business. Now, we can argue the longevity, logistics. Will it go on forever? Will people protest? Whatever. Would they? See, because we're talking about women protesting women looking at men, would that realistically happen? Because we always talk about the objectification of women. I give a damn about the objectification of men. We just don't. But the objectification of women, a lot of books, a lot of talks, a lot of everything when it comes to objectification of women. It's a polarizing issue. I mean, it's the reason why we have these documentaries on Bill Cosby, Hugh Hefner, R. Kelly. There's an inordinate amount of documentaries, because people are interested, that they're quote-unquote polarizing characters, right? They're polarizing because they objectify women. They allegedly took advantage of women. We know that, yes, some admitted to it. I took advantage of women. And so there's a cross that they had to carry, right? And they were crucified and all that. And I asked that question. And it's why I asked that question. If it was reversed and it's the Magic Stick Mansion, I personally think It would be bustling on the low. Like, it would be like Las Vegas. Hell, it might even be in Las Vegas. It would do well. they would have a lot of clientele. Just out of curiosity, like, we just want to see what it's like. I'm just, I saw the YouTube videos. I saw the TikTok videos. I saw the reality show. And I was like, why not? So we went. Right? And we're talking about, the first couple years, it would be standing room only. I'm just guessing, all the way up to the fire marshal recommendation. Hey, you know what? You can only be like 10 less than what the fire marshal say could be in there, right? I'm just guessing. And yeah, I'm guessing there'll be some scandals behind it. There'll be some religious groups, all that. I think it's about the marketing. Because you would market it differently. Because once again, it's no objectification. It's dudes walking around in a thong. I mean, there's nothing objectifying about it. It'd be muscular dudes in thongs bringing you drinks, talking about the massage package. I mean, because you think, they're probably going to have a spa. You can have a spa day at Magic Stick Mansion, right? Now, take that mud bath, get washed down, oiled up, and massaged by these masseuses. And I'm saying, it would probably do well. It would probably do well. Even if we don't officially have the Magic Stick, what do we call it, happy ending? Maybe we don't have happy endings there. Maybe we do. Because nobody's talking about it. It don't exist. It does not exist. Who's going to talk about it? I mean, because we know about the stories after the fact with Playboy Mansion. And yeah, the men were more powerful. He was obviously very powerful. I think that the women would, because it's all consensual. They go there, they sign their forms, and they go and they can have their spa day. They can at the pool, whatever. I don't know if it's hours. I don't know how that would go. Maybe it's a day pass. I don't know, but I can see it doing very well, and then I can see there being some scandals, maybe, but then it's a reverse logic, because the logic would be, can those men feel threatened by Kim Kardashian, Cardi B, or whoever the manager is of the place? 6'5", 240. She 5'3", 120. He was scared for his life. She intimidated him. Cause that's the view that people are gonna have when they see these guys, these huge guys. They're not gonna be afraid. Oh well, the women took advantage of me. That's the argument that was said, Playboy Mansion, drugs, whatnot, and the women were taken advantage of and coerced into doing things. And so in saying, can those guys be coerced into doing things? And if they are, would you even give them a serious look? That's the question. Now, it's a double standard, but it's the question. So, on that note, I'm going to break. When I come back, we're going to continue this conversation. This is KRS-One, a friend.
I send this one out to my right-hand man, or men, or women, the whole crew, real fair. We can help this up, we'll pick up the what you love. Watch your baby, you're not acting really silly, you're worth it, you know, all out your head. Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in the supercar, I really don't care who you are, all I really need is a friend. If we can't have trust, then you can't hang with us. We respond to those who show respect with respect. We fall, we connect on the same deck, same intellect. My man, never shift these things quickly if you can't understand. We boys, we can stand on the corner with a hat to tell a story. It ain't about your bends, I hope it ain't about mine, my man. I've been sitting in my freestyle rhyme, kicking cheese around the world. I can trust you with my girl, my man. We chilling at the jam, what's the plan? I'm not a yes man, and none of my friends are yes men or women. I'm driving, I see my feet, so get in, where you fit in. True friends are quick to sit in the beginning of all trouble. And when you ain't all double, Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. Still, I got my own space like couple. We can count the double, pick up the bunch of love. Watching videos on acting, really, you're a really all lacking, eh? Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in the supercar, I really don't care who you are. All I really need is a friend. Cause no, nobody care about us, all they do is doubt us. Until we blow the spot, then they all wanna crowd us and wanna shout us. But you my man from way back, I just got to say that. Acting large, I don't play that, but I can't say that. Where I play at is in that pace of rage and a fire that takes the reason to face. And that's a disgrace. There ain't nothing you can say to us when the kids you grew up with betrayed your trust. When we used to ride the bus and had trucks, now we have checks to drive black and can't show respect in front of us. Yo, the heads I hang with and trying to just get what they get. Sit quickly, that is quick. I broke sick, but only some of friends really down to the end. My right hand men and women, mutual support from the beginning. Been in exactly what I've been in. We can count this up, we'll kick up the bunch of love. Watch the videos, I can really, really jump up in the all that you can. Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in the supercar, I really don't care who you are. All I really need is a friend. Back to back, we attack corporate America. Getting fees that amount to cheese in every area. You a man, I ain't gotta drag you along. You go your own way, yeah, you definitely got it going on. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and cost and some stuff. Between the two, we always got stuff. But if we had nothing, no front and whatever, we'd still be true, you and me, we do together. Word, big people ain't worth a turn. They only wanna be your friend because of what they overheard. I send this record to the well-respected friends that I've collected. I hope I am what you expected. No projection. We can help us up, we'll pick up the bunch of love. Watch your videos, I can really feel it. You're really not all laughing at you. Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in the supercar, I really don't care who you are. All I really need is a friend.
Together you got the smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right. welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was KRS-One, a friend. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, I was talking. We was having a conversation. I'm having a conversation with myself and you. And I'm trying to throw some thought-provoking barbs out there, right? I mean, and I talked about Majestic Mountain Mansion. I don't know why I'm saying mountain. One thing, climbing the mountain. I don't know. Watt Mansion, whatever. What if it was reversed from Playboy Mansion? Would it get play? Would it be viewed in an offensive way? And I'm not trying to justify anything. I'm just asking a theoretical question. It obviously has a hypothetical answer. It's just how do we view it? I mean, because we have a lot of different viewpoints when it comes to men and women. And so we know it's a patriarchal world, patriarchal society. And that's where the battle has always been, because the balance has been, it's like a teeter totter. What's that? Teeter totter? Anyway, where you're just, it's like there's the big kid and it just, it's like you have like take like three or four to balance it out. I never understood that on the playground. It didn't make sense. It's like, so I mean, what do? I weigh like 30 pounds, he weighs 85. It's, how are we playing again? What is the point? But I'm digressing here. But I'm saying There's an inequity, right? But the inequity is in the thought process itself. So we have a lot of people who look at it from a perspective, it shouldn't happen to us. Now, the perspective is it shouldn't happen, right? You know, people should be allowed to do what they want to do, so long as it is not at the expense of someone else's dignity and respect, and you know, violation of their personal space, right? And so that's what we're talking about. And I said, you know, there's the narrative would be if it's a bunch of giant men, they can't be intimidated by a bunch of little women, right? It is. You can't visualize that. You can't see 6'5", 240 towering to 5'3", 140. You don't see it. But manipulations are manipulations. Maybe they're strong on the outside, but maybe not as strong on the inside. Right? I mean, because quite frankly, when we talk about Playboy Mansion and Playboy Hustler, those are beautiful women. They were gorgeous, right? So you would say gorgeous women have an inordinate amount of opportunities where they can't be manipulated. Because we say, was it a physical thing? Was it physical manipulation, like Gorilla Pimp, you better get in there, right? Beat your ass. What was it that? I don't think so. Maybe there were some cases where they felt intimidated, right? I'm sure that happened a bit. Like you look and you just acquiesce to the situation. But could that happen with men? You shake your head, nah. But I would argue probably so, because no one cares about men's psyche. So, and when I say no one cares about men's psyche, because it's the thought that the male species doesn't have emotions. We're built one way, whatnot. But we know when we hear about Jack the Ripper, or there's a man who recorded himself raping a co-worker's corpse after he killed her. You know, you hear stuff like that, and you wonder what's the psyche of that person. They're obviously weak-minded, because it's a sick mind is a weak mind, right? So you can do that kind of stuff. Or, for example, nobody's talking about this. The Boy Scouts have a tentative deal with official sex abuse claims, right? And so I can't think of a documentary about Boy Scout leadership or church leadership where we talk about those individuals and examining Reverend Hayes or Boy Scout leader Woodard. It don't, they're not notorious. Now, maybe they're not rich, right? Maybe they're not quote unquote famous, but I think they're just as notorious. They're just as notorious. I mean, it's just as heinous a crime. And my argument is we don't care about that stuff because it's not scintillating sex-wise, right? But there's an intrigue to all that other stuff where there's no intrigue to this, right? There's no intrigue because we think of boys being violated. Oh, that's some messed up stuff. And then we go on to something else. And so that same thought should be with women, the young ladies. It's the same thought. It's that shouldn't happen. But, you know, we glamorize it. And you further traumatize individuals because they see themselves as TV bait. You know, it's just like we can exploit their pain and suffering. We just ignore the boys because, I mean, sex sells, molestation doesn't. Even though the coercion of these women is molestation on a broader, sicker level. It's just we don't see them the same. But my argument is we should. I don't see how these things aren't similar, how they don't get the same look. But, you know, I saw this in the Boy Scout stuff. It ain't on TV. It ain't, like I said, there's no documentaries about it. There's none of that. It should be front page news. But violating boys ain't serious. It's not even that big of a deal. And we're talking about, we all know it happens, but it's not sexy. So, this is part one. We're gonna get into this again next show. So y'all stay tuned. I missed the F the N word. This was another Smooth Drama production. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Come on. Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drummer.